Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This podcast is a Royfield Brown production. Find others on iTunes.
All right. Yeah, I know.
This is Dumpty Dum, sponsored by managers.
Little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in the dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Bah!
This is Dumpty Dum, and welcome to 2021. I know, we've all said it, but my God, thank God 2020 is over. However, most of us have a lot to be thankful for. Most of us have the warm embrace of people that love us, care about us, but probably even more importantly than that, know exactly where we are. When wrong'uns appear in Ambridge, we expect them to be love rats or corner cutters in the shape of maybe a Matt Crawford. What you're not expecting in a well-to-do county like Borsetshire is a modern slaver at the heart of a network of human traffickers. The business of Philip Moss and his son Gavin has been built on the sweat and the captivity of Blake, Kenzie and Jordan, three young vulnerable men, or horses as the Mosses would term them. Shocking as this may seem, modern slavery is a very real issue in Britain and around the world. And this hideous crime made its way in 2020 to rural Borsetshire, touching all aspects of the village.
Yeah, I did everything I could. For a while I took on apprentices. Of course, as soon as they qualified, I couldn't afford them anymore. I'd have to start all over again.
But what's this got to do with Gavin?
That's the thing. One of these lads, he ended up begging on the street. He pleaded with me to take him back on.
And did you?
It was tough, but yeah, I did. The best I could do was put him up in a cheap flat. It turned out to be a win-win for both of us. I got a good worker and he got a warm roof over his head.
What do you mean, win-win?
After that, the business really started to grow.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that you didn't pay him?
I paid him in kind. Kirsty, when you're in a position like he was, there are more important things than cash. You do get that, don't you? And it meant I could start helping more youngsters.
Helping?
Exactly.
You mean you kept doing it? How long for?
Jordan and Kenzie. They were both homeless. Look, I know how this sounds.
What about Blake?
Him too. They might all be dead by now if I hadn't rescued them.
Hang on, slow down. I'm still not clear. You must have paid them wages. I helped with your books.
I know you did. But there's what you tell the Inland Revenue, and there's the real world.
Oh my God.
It's not as if they didn't cost me anything. Besides, it was their choice.
Was it?
Yeah, of course. But what, you think I was holding them hostage?
I don't know. I've no idea what you were doing.
Beeb, in true Reithian style, informed and educated us with this powerful storyline, which has proved to be a great talking point for fans of The Archers and Dumpty Dum in particular. I, for one, questioned why the voices of Blake, Kenzie and Jordan were used, thinking that their silence spoke loud enough. There is no typical victim of slavery, In 2018, the UK Modern Slavery Helpline indicated that 3,280 potential victims of modern slavery were men, whilst 1,476 were women. Most of us have had a secure, loving upbringing, so for us or our families to fall prey to this practice is unthinkable. However, I believe we should take this time not only to think about, but also to act in helping those who find themselves trafficked in 2021. Dumdy Dum is asking you to donate to Unseen, which is a UK charity fighting slavery around the world and at home in Britain. Give as much as you can, so that by working in partnership with communities, businesses, governments and other organisations, Unseen can help to stamp out slavery for good. Ian Pepperell, who plays Roy Tucker, is given a signed 70th anniversary Archer script to someone who donates. And we will not be running this as an auction, but we will select the winner of the script randomly. Give what you can and spare a thought for those confined against their will and treated without human dignity. The link to our Just Giving page is justgiving.com/fundraising/Blake, Kenzie and Jordan. Check in the show notes for the link if you haven't all got that written down.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So if it's New Year's, we should have some honours. And here I am, Roy Field here, going to hand out some honours to some wonderful people who've helped the podcast. Now, this honour is called the Gilded Order of the Purse of Peggy Woolley, and it goes out specifically to these people. Melanie McLaren, Dina Dawkins, Eleanor Simpson, Kate Corby, Louise Burley Ingham, Joanne Sull, Annie Beaumont, Richard Lucas, Mitchie Moo, Linda Miller, Adam Rayner, Pat Brown, Julie Hodgson, Jane Room, Sarah Bess, Sean B. Fisher, Rosemary Clive Smith, Mia Fox, Elizabeth Cooper, Joanne Smith, Mandy Belshaw, Miss C. A. Cox, Kathleen Anstey, Julie Davis, Linda Pankovic, Glyn Fullerlove, Anne Rawcliffe, Lonnie J. Bahar, Tracy Turner, Tracy Carroll, and Patricia Melcher. What they've all done in the last month is to donate to Dumdy Dum on PayPal and or to become new Patreons. And my heart knows no bounds when it comes to people that give shekel for Dumdy Dum. So those patrons have been awarded the Gilded Order of the Purse of Peggy Woolley. Thank you for helping to support the podcast. Now, I know a lot of people donate via Patreon. You will also be name checked in the next few weeks, and you will receive your name check of one of the recipients of the Gilded Order of Peggy Woolley's Purse. Now, the Roy Tucker and Kirsty Miller Order of Friendship goes to a few people who have really touched me and really shown me the value of their friendship in the last year. Now, I have mentioned the first recipient before. That's Mia Fox. We only actually spoke for the first time a couple of weeks ago, whenever she posted a little message in the summer about how she enjoyed the Dumb Dumb Zooms. It meant utterly a lot, and she's very vocal of our support of the podcast. So a Roy Tucker and Kirsty Miller Order of Friendship Award goes out to Mia Fox. I have a podcasting wife, and though our friendship, or our association probably more to the point, started whilst doing Dum De Dum, we have sired, which is only right and proper considering she's my podcasting wife, a new podcast, and that is Map Corner. Though we don't exactly hang out and talk lots, Claire Asprey is one of my new best friends and somebody I hold in utterly high regard. So it's with great honour that I bestow upon her a Roy Tucker and Kirsty Miller Order of Friendship. The next two recipients of this honour are actors, thesps, who through the last year I've got, I'm not going to say we're best buddies or anything like that, but I like talking to them. I like hanging out with them. I had a lovely tea with Graham Seed, who plays Nigel, and that's all the more ironic for me personally, considering that I really disliked the character of Nigel when he played it on The Archers. Not because I disliked his performance, but rich boys I have congenital dislike for, but that's me having a working class chip on my shoulder, I freely admit. But Graham Seed is a bit of a pal. If ever there is a live Zoom that is lacking a little bit of star power, I know that I can ring him or text him and he'll just jump on, and he's always a good sort. And so is his lovely wife, Denise. The second recipient of the Roy Tucker and Kirsty Miller Order of Friendship Award goes out to Susie Rids, or Susie Riddell. And I think I've said this once or twice before, but we've only actually physically met once, but we do mess each other from time to time, and she's asked for my opinion on various bits and pieces. But it was utterly lovely to take her hubby out for a drink year before last in San Francisco. I was actually very honoured that she'd even asked me to do such a thing. So a Roy Tucker and Kirsty Miller Order of Friendship Award goes out to Susie Rids. And then lastly, Philippa Hall. At the start of the year, I wasn't even aware that old Philippa existed. She emailed me in approximately May time if I'd help her with her podcast, Quick Book Reviews, if I'd help her with give it the once over structurally, let her know what she was doing right, what she was doing wrong, and how she could increase her downloads. So our relationship started off purely as a business one, but it's definitely become one where we are firm friends, and I can't imagine a week going by without me having an old natter to Philippa Hall. So a Roy Tucker and Kirsty Miller Order of Friendship Award goes out to you, my dear. Other business, Tractor. There are about 1,000 people on it. This is another thing which has given me great joy in the last month or so, to be working with Jesse, to be finessing Tractor, and just seeing that in the old adage, if you build it, they will come, and you have come. If you're not on there already, please go on to dumdedum.com. Quite simply, to join Tractor, which is the big map of the world where you can pin yourself to it. Quite simply, you go on, sign up by hitting the register link, create your profile, and then if you clearly put your location, not your home address, but the area of the city where you live, then the city, then the state or the county, basically it will find you on the map and pin you to it. And the whole idea is that what we're trying to do is foster new friendships, new relationships with other fans of Dum De Dum and, of course, The Archers. When the coronas are over and things go back to normal, you can organise your own local Dum De Dum / Archers themed meetups. and I did say this on the show, but it does need repeating, that the wonderful thing is when you look at the map, you can clearly see the clusters of dum-de-dummers. So whether it's Sydney, Australia, or Edinburgh up in Scotland, or very obviously London, or Manchester, or even in the state of Washington in the United States, there are a lot of dum-de-dummers in and around Seattle. Wherever you are, generally, you're not quite alone. You should be able to see that there's a dum-de-dummer just a few miles down the road, and you can message them through the website, get communicating, and then when the world goes back to normal, arrange your meetups. So that's one of the great things you can do with Traktor. You'll also notice that we are rolling out badges on Traktor. So you will see there is a little telephone icon. That means you have called into the show. Another reason for you to go on, and if you've already created a profile, go in and pimp it. If you called into the show, hit the caller rinner icon and tell everybody. You can also tell us if you donate to the podcast. You can tell us if you've been along to a meetup or to a live show. So there are other little badges that you can claim, and it just all goes to paint a richer picture of you, so that when other people are looking to maybe message you or to hang out with you, they can see exactly what your Archer's credentials actually are, what your dum-de-dum credentials actually are. 2020 saw Lucy leave the podcast. I think we gave her a decent send-off. Lucy had was a beating heart of dum-de-dum for some 6 years, and decided that it was time to move on to pastures new. That Lucy-sized hole created an opportunity for us to have new best friends. So we had Quentin Rayner as graced our podcasting mic this year, along with Peter Fickling, Kerry Warbis, and Rosie Porty, and of course our Philippa Hall, who I mentioned before. I think you can all agree they've done a sterling job, and all bring something unique and different when they come on to the show. A special note should go out to Dr. Cara Courage and Dr. Nicola Headlam, because one thing that we, I think, exemplify here at Dum-de-Dum is friendship. And what they've done is to show us that, you know, we have friends in other bits of the Archers fan community. They run the excellent Academic Archers, and they are utter stalwart supporters of Dum-de-Dum. So you will be hearing them once or twice a year on the podcast, because I must admit, half the time I don't quite understand what they're saying. It's that clever, but their insight is definitely something which adds to the podcast whenever they come on. So expect to hear them once, twice a year. That leads me on to being honest about the joy that Dum-de-Dum brings me. I think most people know, and at the start of every show, I do say this, that I do other podcasts. You can go on to Apple iTunes and you can see the other podcasts that I do. But Dum-de-Dum is very special. And initially when I conceived it all those years ago, everything that I hoped would happen kind of has. People meet up. There are listeners all around the world, and the listenership is growing. Putting the coronas completely and utterly to one side, and putting to one side changes that had to be made here at Dum-de-Dum, 2020 for me has been, I'm not going to say a dark year, but definitely a year where I have, for the first time that I can really remember, utterly questioned, what am I doing? And am I any good at whatever I'm doing? Whether that is a partner, a father, or a podcaster. And maybe it's because I'm the age that I am. I'm not young anymore. I've racked up a half century in terms of age now. And maybe you're supposed to have these thoughts, these wobbles, at this age. But the one thing I can honestly say has pulled me out of being a little bit rootless and feeling a little bit lonely at times is Dum-de-dum. It really is. I look forward to recording every show, and I can't quite say that for all the podcasts that I do. I love the fact that each week there are calls, there are people that want to engage with the show about their love of the Archers, and it allows me a canvas whereby, within reason, I can kind of do what I want. Within reason, though, whether it is playing Hall & Oates at the end of a show or going on a 1 minute diatribe about Facebook. So I really do need to thank you, listener, whoever you are, wherever you are, for unwittingly, unknowingly helping to pick me up at some points this year when I felt a little under the weather mentally. One of the ways which I've been able to spread my wings in the last year to do with Dum-de-dum is by putting the live Zooms up onto YouTube. I don't know why I don't say this often enough, but please subscribe to us on YouTube. There's a lot of content there now, and all of the Zoom interviews, which we did all the way through the summer, and we're still kind of sporadically doing now, are there, for example. To find them, go onto YouTube, type in Dum-de-dum, or just put my name, Royfield, and you should bump into them. Not only subscribe, but hit the little bell icon as well. Then that alerts you as to whenever new content has gone up. I think that's all. Hopefully, I haven't neglected somebody who really needed a big up and a mention. If I have, please forgive me and award yourself a Roy Tocher and Kirsty Miller Order of Friendship Award forthwith. I can be forgetful at times. That's it. That's been this special one-off Dum-de-dum to welcome in 2021. Please go and donate to Unseen. They do tremendous work. We shouldn't have to be talking about slavery, modern slavery, human trafficking in 2021, but we are. And one thing we can all do to put an end to this evil practice is to dig into our pockets, and even if it's only a pound or a dollar, go and donate that. Thank you again to Ian Pepperell for donating the Archers script for us, the signed 70th edition script. That's a wonderful gesture, Ian. And let's try and put our backs into ending this hideous practice. That's me. It's Roy Field signing off from California, Canada, wherever. And again, I have to thank you for allowing me to indulge my love, my passion for the Archers in 2020. That's me. Bye-bye. Ta-ra. Toodle-pip. Ta-ra a bit.
People hand in hand, have I lived to see the milk and honey land, where hate's a dream and love forever stands? Or is this a vision in my mind? The law was never passed, but somehow all men feel they're truly free at last. Have we really gone this far through space and time? Or is this a vision in my mind? Are green, they only turn to brown when autumn say, today's not yesterday, and all things have an ending.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.